From the 91.5 KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. Congressman Doug Lamborn took questions from constituents at a packed town hall forum in Colorado Springs today. 91.5 KRCC's Jake Brownell has more.
Attendees filled a community room at the Stetson Hills Police Substation, and those who couldn't get in stood outside on the steps. Lamborn made brief remarks and then took questions from the audience. The atmosphere was raucous and at times contentious, like when a constituent asked whether Lamborn would call for President Trump to release his tax returns.
First of all, I'm not happy telling the IRS to go for, make people forced to enforce them to release their tax returns, whoever they are. I don't want it for you. I don't want it for me. I don't want it for the president. I don't want to.
During the hour-long meeting, Lamborn addressed questions about North Korea, climate change, the VA, and many other issues. Speaking afterward, he told media that he didn't mind the protests and heated exchanges, describing it as, quote, democracy in action. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Jake Brownell.
Lamborn is scheduled to appear in Canyon City and Cripple Creek tomorrow. An effort from the Colorado Department of Transportation to cut down on the number of travelers in rural counties not wearing seatbelts garnered more than 1,300 citations at the end of March. That's a decrease from last year's enforcement period around the same time. The number includes nearly 70 citations for unbuckled children under the age of 16. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.